This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program, Bunny McIntosh and Brenda Sparks. Bunny and Brenda are performers in My River, My Valley, the Parkway Playhouse's final production of their 63rd season. Welcome to our program, ladies. Bunny, please tell us about the play, My River, My Valley.
Well, the play is about two sisters, 60-ish, who live together on the beautiful hardscrabble farm where they grew up. The older married, but is now widowed after a long, happy marriage, marred by the loss of her teenage son in World War I. She's returned to live in the home place, where she finds comfort in her memories and her sister's care, and where, ironically, she finds the comforts that electricity provides. The younger sister, whom in those days we would have characterized as a spinster, has spent a lifetime caring for an invalid mother, but she's spunky and very curious about what's out in the big world. Crisis arises when a hydroelectric dam is slated for construction and will flood the farm, requiring their removal. Add to the mix a widower sheriff who brings legal papers and a ray of sunshine to the household. It's a story of the personal challenges that come with making way for progress, resolving the tensions between the ways two sisters see life and handle change. It's bittersweet, poignant, and in the end, I think, victorious. There are many layers of meaning, not the least of which is the not-in-my-backyard syndrome. No one will go away from the play without a lot of food for thought.
Bunny, tell us about your character.
I'm the older sister. I'm Viola, the sister who married and has returned home, and who never, ever wants to leave her valley again.
Thanks, Bunny. Brenda, please tell us about your character.
Well, I play the younger sister, Bessie, and Bessie has basically not had a life. She has spent 41 years since she was 14 years old caring for her invalid mother. While her sister went out and had a life and a husband and a child, Bessie has stayed at home nursing, cooking, washing, and washing out bedpans. And now that Mama is dead, she wants a life. She loves to look at magazines and dream about faraway places and the things that she could do when she gets the chance.
There are three players in our show, Brenda, me, and Rob Storrs is the sheriff. Rob has appeared in several productions this summer. He also is local, living in Green Mountain.
Brenda, what about tickets? Where can we get them?
Tickets are available at the box office at the Parkway Playhouse on Thursday through Saturday, 1 to 5 p.m. The tickets are $10 through $20, and on opening night, September the 3rd, the tickets will be $10. There's discounts for seniors and students, and groups of 10 or more get a discount. You can also contact us at www.parkwayplayhouse.com. Come to see the play. It'll give you lots of things to think about.
Our guests on today's program have been Bunny McIntosh and Brenda Sparks, performers in My River, My Valley, the final production of the Parkway Playhouse's 63rd season. Performances begin tomorrow night with a run through September 12th. Performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7:30 and a matinee at 2 p.m. this Saturday, September 5th. Tickets range from $10 to $20. Discounts available for groups of 10 or more, students, senior citizens, and active military. For information, call 682-4285 between 1 and 5 p.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can always get tickets on their website, parkwayplayhouse.com. Our thanks to Bunny McIntosh and Brenda Sparks. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.